So, what will they produce? And this is what they've been asked to produce. An estimate of the likely benefits of screening, expressed in terms of mortality reduction and lives saved per year. And some range of uncertainty in this estimate. One of the criticisms of our leaflet is that we say we estimate we save 1,400 lives a year. Now, that 1,400 is roughly the midpoint of the range. We don't give the range of the current leaflet. So that's a possibility that we may have to start giving ranges. Quite how that's going to work with sun readership is a challenge we're going to have to address. An estimate of the likely harms of breast screening, in particular the risks of overdiagnosis, and they're going to have to start out by defining that, I would suggest. And then again, the range of uncertainty in the estimate. And if possible, the assessments of benefits and harms for different age groups. Now, we screen 50 to 70 in this country, as you all know. There is a trial going on below 50 and above 70. The reason we're doing the trial is we don't think there is firm evidence one way or the other outside that 50 to 70 core age group. So they're going to have a look at that. Any other risk factors, such as family history, there might be something you want to discuss, but I think they will be pushed to find much more evidence than NICE have picked up in their reviews. And then different subgroups, e.g. DCIS diagnoses, and that's something that this community does an awful lot of work on. So it's probably worth throwing into the mix, but I'm not expecting great things out of that. But, you know, they may be able to find something helpful there.